Right? Let him say, let him say like this. In Mitzrayahu, if he was really a Mitzrayah, then Ze'ashamai, this should be the Asham for Mitzrayah. There's a Luga, there's the Luga Shema for the Mitzrayah. The Yim Lav, let's say he was not a Mitzrayah, he was not really Tamei, then Asham Ze'ayah Shalmin Adava. This Korban Asham should be a Shlomim, that's all. He can make the Asham on a Tanai. Let it be a Shlomim. The Yoisei Asham, now what do we do with this Asham? It's a Sopik now, whether it's a Korban Asham or Korban Shlomim. So what do we do? So Yoisei Asham is Toyin Shchita B'Tzofen. For whom you have to be learned like it's Kodesh Kedoshim, you have to make the Shchita on Tzofen, on the north side of the Azara. Or Matan Bohenis, you have to make the Matana with the hands of the Kayin on the four Zerikis like you do for an Asham. Or Smicha, you have to have a Smicha also. Or Nesachim, or Tnufa Chazav HaShaik. Rashi says, Kechayim Shlomim. These things you do like a Shlomim. Or Matan Bohenis means, Rashi says, Kedin Asham Mitzvah. Matan Bohenis means you make the Zerikis Dam on the hands of the Mitzvah. With this carbon, you do all the chumras, what's supposed to be done for Oshem, and also what's supposed to be done for Shlomim, that you make a smicha on the sach and matun chazav shayk. Now, when you eat this, for nechol zikr kuna, you have to have a chumra of kodesh kadosh like an Oshem, only a zachar kuna can eat it, not in the keva, and also liyayim v'layla, you only eat it one day and one night, not like a Shlomim can eat for 2 days. The yafa gav to call mafrik amar. Beshritas kachim. Asher yafagad yom amar shritas kachim perikla zvachim shesarvu b'chatas amesis. A kofar nizra b'shim and shita. The real you can make a noshim on a tanai. So who was saying the same thing also? These chalis, these 10 chalis and 10 rikikim, bring them on a tanai. Now the yafagad to call meparik. Even though we learned, Rashi says it means we learned in the Gemara's zvachim that. B'shchitas kachim. They were learned in the Gemara in Zvachim that Eim Adiyom Rabbi Shimon Ma'is Yamasni. When did Shimon say this? L'chetchila l'tkuni gavra. When did Rabbi Shimon say he could do this Eitzah to bring something on a Sofik and make Tanoim, whether it's an Oshim, whether it's a Shlomim, only to save a person, l'tkuni gavra, this person. He's a Sofik Mitzvah, will never eat kachim if he can't bring a korban. So to fix up the person will make him. Avol b'yalma. But if it's not a problem where the person should be tummy, we should be a mitzvah. Like in our case, it's only a sophic what type of a nether he made. But he's not going to remain a tummy. However, the yalmo, then Reb Shimon holds the yevet in. But the yevet, if you bring such a korban on it tonight, then we'll let you get away with it. But lechatchilu, we don't let you do it. So the chorus lakasha. According to Reb Shimon, it doesn't stem our mishnah then. There should still be like 11 or 14 sveikas. You can't tell me just bring 10 chalos and 10 rikikin and make it tanai. Whichever way you are menader, that's how many of these are for my neder, and the rest are for my nedovah. And Shimon says that's only an eight to when you're stuck. But the Yamra, she says, going hosam bizvochim to marry biyoshim shnesavu bishlomim. And Shimon hosam kulim yechu kremishabim. Kulim mechom yom alaylak yoshim. But stamazo, you don't say it. It's only b'diyev and amachatchila. Smor says no. Hani mili, when does Rabbi Shimon say it's only b'diyev and not l'katchila, k'abi shlomim? Only by a problem when you're making a korban oshim into a shlomim. When you're making a tanai between these two kavanis. There l'katchila we don't want you. Why? To come a mayit b'achilosan. You take it away from the time of eating it. Again, the tzara to shlomim, you'll let eat it for 2 days. Now that it's sotik an oshim, if you left it over after the first night, you have to burn it. You have to be afraid, really, it's an ashlamim. You don't have to burn it. It's possible you'll bring this korban shlomim to be burnt when it's not supposed to. That's why, lechatchila, we don't want to bring this korban ashram with the shlom on the tanai. Because we're afraid, even though the chumri can eat it in one day, but what's going to be if the kohen didn't eat it the first day and the first night? It's left over. So now you're going to have to burn it in a sofik. But it's only a sofik, maybe really shlomim. That's called you bring in kachim lebeis apsul. There, lechatchila, Shimon says, do not do this. Avu menochas, but in our case over here, when the person made a neder to bring a minchas mafatana, and at that time he said exactly how he wants it, whether 7 chalas and 3 rikikim, and later he forgot, so he doesn't know how to bring now. So Shimon says a good eitzah, let him bring 20 now, 10 and 10, and I'll make it tonight. Whichever amount I meant for my neder, that's what should be for the neder, and that should be for the davar. Ava menachas, afu lechatchila, even lechatchila could do it, because there's no base up soul. All menachas have the same halacha, kida one day, so therefore there'll be no base up soul here. See, it could be our mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon, and that's the eitzah to make it tonight. Omele Rav Papa Labai, the Papa's back to Abayo, Rav Shimon, the according to Rav Shimon, it says, if you want, when you said your minchas ma'apatana, you could bring five chalas and five rikikin. You could. I hokomaisi isorin echod mishnei isorin v'lug echod mishnei lugim. You bring in what, an isorin echod from two isorin, and a one lug from shnei lugim. So Rashi explains, like, the question is, Hakomaisi hashti sorin mizeh, aktsas umizeh ktsas. For komarev shtei menachas bad yadodi. V'yiyu lo nodere lo chodem mincha. Le isu yechad isorin. His neder was to bring one isorin, and from one and bring one lug, and divide this up into 10 chalas. It means five chalas, five rekikin. That's not what he's doing now. What he's doing now is bringing two different esrainis. Five from this, five from that. So kolik hashvir, that's not the way he made a neder. So why can it be yotzer with this tonight? Tzmor says, yes. I'll tell you, Shamin and Leila Rabbi Shimon, we hear from Rabbi Shimon the Yom that he holds, that even though you made a neder to bring a minchas maper of five chalas and five rekikim, still he holds, in hevi yisaren echod, mishnei esreinus. If you bring this one yisaren, means five and five, from two different esreinus, the lugach, and you bring this one lug of shemin, mishnei lugach from two lugim, Yotza, you're also Yotza. So even though you made a neder to bring it one type, but still if you bring it from two different, still you're Yotza. Therefore, it's good here the Mishnah will go according to Rabbi Shimon. Rashi says, Shemin le Rabbi Shimon, the Yomar, Hamevi mincha vehevi shnei esreinim, or shnei lugim the Yomar, chetzev shel zeh vechetzev shel zeh lechevosi, v'yashar nedova Yotza. Rashi says, lo yisparish lehech, he doesn't know where we learned this way. But call upon him, the Mor says, that's from Shimon Shita, therefore it's not a kasha to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. The Mor still has the question though, but the Chur, if you make this tonight, and you're bringing these 10 chalas and 10 rekikim, heichi komets, but the Mor, mikmot, heichi komets, how do you make a kmitz over here? Rashi says, mikmot, heichi komets, liyoyse mincha, shu mitzdar shnei menochas, le mincha achas, like you're taking two different menochas, 10 chalas, 10 rekikim, and you're mixing them together. But how do you make a kmitza? Samora says, the mas niviyom makes it tonight, he sounds like this. I chalas l'chudayu, if I meant to make 10 chalas, or a kikun l'chudayu, then a 10 kikun is a different nedavom. Amri, the ko kmitzna michalas lev yechalas, that I make one kmitza out of a chalas, that should be for the chalas, that's one mincha. And they're called kamitzim rekikin. Not that I make another kamitza for the rekikin, levi rekikin. That should be for the mincha by itself or the rekikin. Because if his first neder was 10 chalas or else 10 rekikin, so now that he's bringing 10 and 10, it's like two separate menachas. So the kamitza on one is for one, the kamitza on the other is for the other. That's poshut. But e machtsa rekikin or machtsa chalas amrin. But if he meant first to bring his machvas, his mincha, five and five. Just like this, they're called kamitza michalas. That I'm making a kamitza on chalas. Lehevi, this one kamitza could be a machta chalas or master rekikin. This one kamitza now could be for five chalas and for five rekikin. It's not worse than if you bring a minchas mafatana from one isor and a flower, and you divide it up, and five of them is rekikin, and five of them is chalas. Avad, you only have to make one kamitza from one for everything. Here also. You make a kmitza on a challah, and you say, and the tzaddik say you had in mind at the beginning to make five and five, so this kmitza on the challah helps for the rekikin also. Or they're called kmitza rekikin, and then later you make the kmitza from the rekikin, levi a master rekikin, a master challah. That should be like for your second minchi to bring in the nedavah now, which this nedavah is made out of five rekikin and five challahs. So there also, the one kmitza you make on the rekikin should work for the whole mincha. Therefore, there's not a problem how you make the kmitza. You make one kmitza from either the chalam or the rekikin, and that one kmitza helps the monashach for the whole mincha you meant to bring, for your nedava, and for your neder. For the Gemara still, V'oboi mikmatz chad kaimitz michalis omurikikin. The Chur, you have to make one kemitza from chalis and from rikikin. The kaimitz michalis and rikikin. And you're not doing that way. You're making a kemitza from the chalis for the rikikin. Omurikikin achalis. Rashi says, V'oboi mikmatz. And the Tzata says, first nether was to bring my mincha out of five chalas and five rikikin. And so, boy, yisui chalas rikikin. Or the first son, then he has to chop them up. The likmas mishneim. He has to take like one kemitza mixture of both of them. And he's not doing that. He was only making a kemitza of one. So, chorasulas akash, how is the kemitza good? So, Gemara says, yes. Now, Kuvav, the Gemara says that Shamin lel Rabbi Shimon, he has still from Shimon the Yomar, in Kamas, the Yola Biyodim Yechra, Shneim Yotza, that if you made a kmitza only in one on the Chalas, that's also good, even though maybe the Chachibi is supposed to make the kmitza from both, but with the Yevda, if you made the kmitza on one, it helps for the whole Mincha. So the kids said it's possible to make this tonight, to bring these 10 Chalas and 10 Rikikin, and make it tonight and say, whichever type of a Ned that you meant to say at the beginning, take it out of these 20 here. Left a portion be whichever way you wanted to. And the leftovers should be the Taurus and the Dover. And the Kemitza and Echnami, Yotza with the Kemitza of the Eved, make it one Kemitza on a Challah and one Kemitza on a Rikikin, and the Monashach Yotza Kemitzas for both for your Neder and for your Nedover. Alright, we'll stop here. You are holding Daf Kuf Vov Omer Aleph on top. Again, the last child was we're trying to answer and say our Mishnah could either go according to Rabbi Shimon that we have a suffix how many menachas he meant, he only has to bring five. And again, the question was according to Rabbi Shimon, when you bring a minchas mafatanur, since you could make it five chalas and five rikikin, or six and four, so it should be much more sveikis. So my answer was we have according to Rabbi Shimon that you bring one mincha chalas and one mincha rikikin, you bring 10 chalas and 10 rikikin, and you make it tonight and say, whichever amount you made for your neder, that should be for the neder, and the leftover should be for the nedava. So last question we had was, how do you make the kemitza? So if you make a kemitza, for only the chalas, maybe really your first mincha is supposed to be 5 chalas and 5 rikikin. So you're not making the kemitza from the right amount. Like this, if you would have made a minchas mafatana of five chalas and five rikikin, so you would have had to, like, chop them up down to pieces and take a kemitza from both. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says that less Gemara was,